Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Thanks for being around and allowing us to have to visit with you a little bit and to drop some ideas on you and to share some ideas with you. And you're going to be glad you hung out with me because I got our buddy Rich Galen back on the show. Rich is a longtime member of our Brain Trust and a great resource for us. He is a political operative of the Republican persuasion, but he's also the author and the publisher and the accountant over at Mullings.com, a thrice weekly publication that I subscribe to and that I recommend that you subscribe to as well. That's Mullings.com. He's our good friend, Rich Galen. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. You know, I was listening to the I was on hold talking about small businessmen and women being optimists. I say that about political people all the time. If you're going to be in politics, you have to be an optimist. You have to believe you're going to figure out a way to win this campaign. It doesn't always work, but you've got to go in with that. If you think you're going to lose, then you're going to lose. There's no question about that.
Well, exactly. And you can be optimistic without just playing what Pollyanna called the glad game.
Right. Yeah. No, that's right. You have to. I'm going to figure this out, and we're going to make this work.
There's got to be some critical mass that goes along with it, doesn't there?
Well, yeah. And in the political, this is an interesting time to talk about this because we're just about 18 months out from the, 17 months out now from the 2010 election. So campaigns are beginning to, you know, sprout like jonquils in the springtime. And I have a lot of young people that call and say, you know, should I do this campaign? Should I do that campaign? And this may actually be instructive to the folks that are listening to this. My advice to them is, one, is it a real, can you get paid? That's the first thing. Is there enough of a campaign there that you can actually get paid? And two,
or are you going to get an IOU?
Yeah, my son emailed me yesterday. His tax return from the state of California came in the form of an IOU after the banks stopped taking them. I said, well, you have some very nice wallpaper. you can leave it to my grandchildren should they ever show up.
Right.
but the other thing is, and this is instructive, I think too, that my first big time campaign was in Iowa. Way, way back in 1979 and 80. And the campaign was a real campaign. It was for U.S. Senate. But we got crushed in a primary. But that didn't really matter for my career. People get this wrong. The campaign was the campaign. You know, sometimes they win, sometimes they lose. But what people who are now like me, back in, 30 years ago, they said, well, you know, that Galen, the campaign went very good, but the press shop worked very well. Let's make sure we get him in to some place that can win because he can help make a little bit of a difference there.
Mm-hmm.
So it didn't matter how the campaign did. What it mattered was how I did in my job within that campaign. And the way to look at it is to think about the NFL Pro Bowl. Only one team won the Super Bowl, but they got to put 40 or however many guys at the Pro Bowl, and that means even on bad teams, there are individuals who within the team framework perform well enough so that their peers recognize that they're really good. And that's what you've got to do, especially in this time. It's the old thing, don't worry about the things you can't change.
Right.
Just, as we say, stay in your lane, do your job as well as possible, and opportunities will probably come your way.
Well, what you're saying for small business owners, the way I'm translating what you said for small businesses, which is something that I've been telling them for a long time, is stick to your knitting. Focus on what you do best. Mm-hmm. And don't take a flyer. Don't go out on the leading edge too far. Focus on your knitting, especially in 2009. I think that's exactly what we've got to do. Let's talk about some specifics. The big news at the absolute this moment in time is the new Supreme Court nominee Sotomayor, Justice Sotomayor. Judge Sotomayor.
Right.
And it's pretty much a fait accompli, isn't it?
Oh yeah, I don't think there was ever much of a question about it. It's one of those things, you know, when it depends on who's in and who's out. The people that are in say the only thing that matters is he or she qualified. Mm-hmm. And the ones that are out say, no, we have to pry into every semicolon in everything they've ever written since junior high. But I'm not sure that I agree with a lot of her decisions. But the reality is that she is replacing another member of what they call the liberal wing of the court.
Mm-hmm.
So it really won't change the 5-4 conservative bent of the Supreme Court because one liberal is being replaced by another liberal. The real issue comes if one of those five members of the conservative wing decide to retire or, God forbid,
there really aren't five conservatives, right? Kennedy's kind of a
he's a swing vote.
He's a swing vote. I mean, it's really a pretty darn well-balanced court, if you ask me. You got five conservatives, four liberals, and Kennedy's kind of in the middle. He's the pivot man.
Yeah, and he's a very well-reasoned guy.
Yeah, yeah. No, God bless Kennedy on many. I think a lot of people are saying that on both sides of the aisle. Quick break. Stay with us. Right back with Rich Galen after these messages. 20 till. Here's Joe Cocker to take us out. Little Robert Cray bringing us back, my favorite blues man. Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. Use it to your advantage. Lots of stuff there. If you got 5 seconds, 1 minute, 3 minutes, 15 minutes, we got something you can read or listen to, and of course, just about everything there is associated with our outstanding Brain Trust members, the really smart people, the highly intelligent members of the small business community across the world, and they join us on a regular basis, like our good buddy Rich Galen, who's with us right now. Rich is the publisher and the writer and the janitor over at Mullings.com, and he's also a political operative and a great communicator, a great communications expert in the political arena. Rich, we're talking about as we went to the break, we were talking about Sotomayor. Even if the Democrat, even if the Republicans had some way of filibustering her, which they don't now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that they would go too heavy on this one, do you?
No, I don't think so. This isn't the place to plant the flag. Actually, the business about having Al Franken as the 60th vote is correct in the abstract, but it's wrong in the reality because Senators Byrd and Kennedy, Robert Byrd of West Virginia and Ted Kennedy of mm-hmm. Massachusetts, are both gravely ill and have not been in the chamber probably since April. So they only have 58 votes. It's not 60%.
Oh, okay.
They need actually 60 votes. So 58 is better than 57. But I didn't
realize that those two were unavailable right now.
Yeah, they might be able to kind of wheel them in if something like this might cause them to come back.
Well, that's an interesting point that a lot of people might not know about. The votes, they have to come to the Capitol building to vote.
Have to be in the chamber at
they
the
can't,
time of the
They
vote.
Can't do it from their hospital bed or from vacation.
No voting by proxy. You can't
vote
it
in.
No, that's right. No absentee voting in the House and the Senate.
See, that's something you don't hear a lot about, and very interesting.
In the Senate, you actually have to answer to your name. In the House, they vote by electronic device with mm-hmm. a little card in it.
Right.
It records the vote.
Because there are 435 of those puppies.
Exactly. Yeah.
Talk to us about the Republicans. Are they? Oh, by the way, wait a minute. Before we get to that point, you mentioned Al Franken.
Right.
So I'm imagining a guy waking up from like a 10-year coma, and he wakes up and he looks at the paper, and there's Senator Al Franken,
mm-hmm.
and he says, "I've died and gone to Bizarro World." am I wrong?
No, but there's a great line from the first Back to the Future, where Michael J. Fox's character says to the professor that Ronald Reagan's president, and he says, "Hey, Ronald Reagan's president, who's Secretary of the Treasury? Benny, Jack Benny?"
That's good. I didn't remember that one. That's funny. But
you know, I mean, we've had show business people before.
And I know.
Show people I mean, they do have. I mean, one of the big things for anybody running for public office is name identification, and Franken certainly had that, and he was very smart. It takes luck and guts and everything else. I mean, he was lucky that he ran the same year that Obama ran.
Yeah, in Minnesota.
And in Minnesota, but he spent a long time convincing people that he was
he had ideas as the
yeah, and more than just a guy with a calendar or anything.
In his new radio program and everything. Well, you know, so I heard someone the other day say something that at least he's the only one who will in Congress who will admit that he's a comedian.
That's right.
Let's talk about the Republican Party. Talking about comedians and the people with stand-up acts. Are the Republicans? Are they consolidating? What's happening over there?
No, nothing yet. It's one of those things that water doesn't boil until it boils. I mean, it doesn't boil until the bubbles start. No matter it keeps getting warmer and warmer. And the Republican Party ain't boiling yet. It is. The Republican Party, I think, is in a position where they can only benefit by the mistakes of the Democrats.
Right.
And President Obama's numbers are beginning to, gravity is beginning to take hold, and the numbers are beginning to drop back to reality. I wrote a column last week that there was a poll in Ohio, a very important swing state, as everybody knows. And in that poll, it wasn't a poll taken for Obama, it was a poll taken for the Senate race there, but they did ask about Obama, and in that poll, Ohioans are beginning to look very critically at the way that the president's handling the economy, especially, and this is the point in politics that we really look at. We expect the partisans to stay partisan. Republicans hate them, Democrats love them.
Right.
They look at how did the independents vote, mm-hmm. and amongst independents in Ohio, in this one poll, his approval rating was down to his handling of the economy was down to 38%, which means
among independents,
and they're the folks that make the difference.
Mm-hmm.
And that means that this is no longer they can't claim that this is all George Bush's fault anymore. Now, I mean, it's been 6 months, it's been 7 months.
But Rich, that's no way to run a party
by taking advantage of the weakness.
Of the other weakness. Mm-hmm. I mean, where are the ideas on the Republican side, Rich?
Yeah, I don't think there are any yet. But
who's the leader? Who are the leaders?
Newt, for ideas, I think the Newt is still out head and shoulders above everybody else. But in American journalism, they assume that anybody who speaks out is running for something.
Right.
And I don't truly believe Newt's running for anything. We've had. Republicans have had a lot of trouble with 70-year-old white men running for president. That's about where he would be by the time he had to run again.
Right.
But we'll see. That there'll be. I mean, I think a guy named Mitch Daniels, who's the governor of Indiana,
mm-hmm.
Is beginning to make some rustling.
But there's no national leader. There's no heir apparent.
The heir apparent for the Democrats was Hillary Clinton.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
hold on to that thought, Rich. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, there's some other issues on the table. Cap and trade, health care. What's going to happen with those? We'll get Rich to tell us about that. 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Now can you tell me
life goes on day after day.
Welcome back, little Jerry and the Pacemakers bringing us back. 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. The Small Business Advocate, Rich Galen, is our guest. Rich, Mullings.com, right? Thrice weekly cyber column?
Still sailing along, people.
Yeah.
As long as people want to keep reading it, I'll keep writing.
We appreciate it. Well, we will keep reading it. Folks, I encourage you to go there to Mullings.com and subscribe. Give Rich your email, and he'll send you some stuff three times a week. And keep you posted on what's going on. And if you're a Republican, you're going to want to know what he's saying. If you're a Democrat, you're going to want to know what he's up to. And Rich,
before we get off that, we talked about this off the air a couple of weeks ago. But I started a Facebook page, sort of on a bet with some younger friends, and that has become a really good alternate distribution channel. From Mullings. I mean, Mullings has an email list of about 35,000.
Right.
About 6,000 people go to the webpage every day. But now I post a link every, Sunday night, Tuesday night, and Thursday night, and saying Mullings is up in a little Twitter, about 140-character description of what it's about. And that's added another couple of hundred people to the... because I can follow, people.
It's amazing, and see, the thing is people and folks. This is information for you and your small business with regard to social media. These are people that probably wouldn't have found you otherwise.
Would never have found me. And right. Some of them are doing, they email me and say, is it okay for me to post this on my Facebook page? Yes, absolutely. Just keep the copyright notices where they are.
That's when the viral starts.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, it's real. Richard, I want to talk about some of the things that President Obama is all in on, and he's sort of all in on cap and trade, but in terms of his political chips, they're all in on health care, aren't they?
Yeah, health care. I think at this moment, he would trade everything else for a health care bill, although he'd never say that out loud, and I'm not sure he would even admit it to himself. But I think on the scale of 1 to 10, cap and trade is probably a 4,
yeah.
Although it's very important politically. But he really does. I really do think that he believes very strongly that something has got to be done to fix the healthcare delivery system and the healthcare insurance system.
Well, and so that's what are the political realities there? Is this something that you think is going to get done this year?
It's going to be. It won't happen before August. My guess is, and we can revisit this in the fall to see if I'm right. My guess is that this is the. Healthcare will be the Damocles sword hanging over the Congress's head if they want to get out before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Harry Reid in the Senate and Nancy Pelosi in the House say, okay, we're not leaving until this is done, so you guys decide. And that may just be enough to sway enough votes to get it over the edge. But
that's a heck of a way to run a railroad.
Well, but you got to use the tools that you got. As everybody listening to this knows, I mean, it's not like the insurance system is working so terrific right now. So something's
happening. Well, Rich, though, let me say this: if it lasts that long, if it lasts till the holiday recess, I will be happy about that because I mean my audience knows, and I'm four square against the government taking over our health care, which is even though they may not be saying that's what's happening, folks, that's a canard. They're that's where they're wanting to head, and that's where they're wanting to go. And so I'm four square against this, Rich. And if it takes that long, then more sunlight will be shined on what's being proposed and on the realities. The canard will be revealed. And I think when that happens, when people and small business owners see what this is really all about, I think that it's when it'll fall apart.
I'll tell you what, doctors know it already. I mean, they are. I mean, I had my annual cardiologist physical a couple of weeks ago, and he is he was just in a panic about this whole thing about what it's. I mean, the business of medicine has just changed so dramatically, and as far as he's concerned. He's just going to be a government employee if this thing passes.
Well, that's basically right. And of course, to some degree, they are now. But I mean, we don't have to look very far, Rich, to see that this is not a good thing. We can look to Medicare, Medicaid. We can look to Europe. We can even look to Canada. I mean, these systems don't work, do they?
No, but what happens is you're exactly right. They do not work. They don't work at scale. They do work in small instances. So you can do it in Massachusetts. And you can do it in Hawaii, but the evidence, the overwhelming evidence of economists is that it doesn't scale up, and because the diversity of a country of 300 million people is so enormous, and the true reality is that an enormous percentage of the healthcare costs are taken up by, it's called end of life, that people that are, in their 80s and 90s
and
have huge medical bills.
Yeah. Hey, Rich, thanks for being here. Mullings.com. What's the Facebook page?
It's Rich Galen.
Facebook.com/Rich Galen. Hey, Rich, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thanks, Seth.
Rich Galen, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. Got to go this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I'll be back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.